Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Might be a nice day today, but the cleanup continues across parts of North Texas after last night's storms brought very heavy rain. And we're getting new information from the Dallas Fire Rescue this afternoon about how they tried to rescue a man trapped in his car during last night's flooding, but they just could not get to him in time.
The fire department had their Swiftwater rescue team on site. They launched a boat to go into the water to try to get the man out of his truck, but that boat capsized. First responders did have on their flotation devices, so they were safe. They launched another boat. That boat couldn't get to the man because the water was just too high and moving too fast. And that's when they had to pause things and wait for the water to recede before they went out, found the man deceased in his truck.
That is KRLD's Russell Scott reporting from North Dallas. Police on the scene were able to help people who were trapped in a second car at that same location.
Bill lives in North Dallas on the mid-morning mic check that you can hear from 10 to noon here on KRLD. He talked to Mike and Austin about the storms last night caused his shower to explode.
That bathroom shower enclosure had exploded into thousands of pieces.
You mean the glass?
This was a glass enclosure.
What happened?
I don't know if lightning hit the pipe that goes behind that wall, or if it was just from the concussion from a big clap of thunder, but there's no exterior damage at all.
Some areas of North Texas got 4 inches of rain last night. You know, I live in the southeastern parts of Denton County and Frisco, and we got nailed. The rain was coming down sideways, and the winds were just really massive, blowing the trees around. We could be looking at more rain coming up this weekend, too.
Justice Department wants to stop people in the country illegally from being allowed to pay in-state tuition at Texas universities. That policy was approved by the Texas legislature in 2001, although Republicans have been trying to repeal it. Now, they heard testimony about the law during the most recent session.
Texas cannot grant illegal aliens lawful immigration status after graduation, so it makes no sense to expend taxpayer dollars on their higher education rather than students who can legally work here.
All Texas children deserve access to a quality education. We understood this notion in 2001 when we passed the DREAM Act.
Now, the Justice Department is suing Texas to overturn the law. The department says the state law conflicts with federal law.
School funding and record teacher pay raises among the highlights of the governor's bill signing today.
Governor Abbott signed House Bill 2 while surrounded by teachers, students, and state lawmakers at Toledo Middle School. The new law infuses $8.5 billion into the Texas public school system, about half going to teachers.
Teacher pay and student funding are at all-time highs. Reading and math performance is on an upward trajectory, and students will be better prepared for the workforce than ever before.
Abbott calling this the first step in achieving their ultimate goal.
The foundation is now in place for Texas education to begin the upward climb of the ranks toward the pathway of eventually being ranked number one for education in the United States of America.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we've also been telling you about Tarrant County's new and controversial political maps, and just less than a day after commissioners approved them, they're now headed to court.
Five Tarrant County voters who were moved to a new district filed a federal lawsuit. I talked to former Fort Worth City Councilwoman Ann Zeta. She's not involved in the suit, but says commissioners are using the term partisan to avoid what she says is the fact the maps are racist.
It's just frustrating. I think the whole reason is just to have these maps in place for the elections coming up in order to get rid of Elisa Simmons.
But at the meeting, County Judge Tim O'Hare said the map might benefit Republicans, but was not based on race.
The things that I stand for, the things I support, I think are good for everyone.
The lawsuit accuses county commissioners of disenfranchising minority voters by taking away their ability to vote for the county commissioner of their choice next year. The suit says the map was drawn at least in part to minimize the voting power of blacks and Latinos. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now Elon is throwing the big, beautiful bill under the bus as well. He tweeted yesterday, it was right after we got off the air, quote, "I'm sorry, but I can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." End quote. That caught a lot of congressional Republicans by surprise. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
"We obviously respect everything that Elon did with Doge. On this particular issue, we have a difference of opinion. We have a job to do, the American people elected us to do. We have an agenda that everybody campaigned on, most notably the President of the United States, and we're going to deliver on that agenda."
Now, that feeling was not unanimous, though.
Immediately after Elon Musk's tweet, we saw Congressman Thomas Massey, the only Republican to vote no against the bill in the House, pretty much endorsing that sentiment there, saying that this is pork and wasteful and that Republicans shouldn't get behind it.
Here's the thing, though. These congressional Republicans, they're walking a really fine line here, because they still have to bend the knee to Trump unless they want to get primaried. But Elon's got the money.
Lawmakers do listen or do care what he has to say, because he donated so much money to the Republican cause last year. And they'd sure like him to again next year when the midterm elections are underway and when there's several key governor's races across the country.
And there's one more note about the bill. It passed the House on a vote of 215 to 214, which means that if just one person who voted in favor of it had voted against it, it wouldn't have passed. And so with that as the backdrop, here comes Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is now admitting that she didn't read the whole thing before voting to approve it.
By the way, nobody did.
Nobody.
I don't care.
Exactly. And not just this bill. But
yeah, any bill.
Back through the decades.
I'm voting on this. All right.
A nickel for every time someone voted on something that they didn't read, I could retire right now. She says that if she had read it, though, she would have noticed a part on page 273 that takes away the right of individual states to regulate artificial intelligence.
That's what's going to swing her?
Turning it over to the feds instead. That was kind of a gift to the tech bros. And Marge says that if she'd known about it, that alone would have been enough for her to vote against the bill.
The bottom line with all this thing, and this is where I was always interested, Elon Musk came against this bill because he doesn't like the spending. That's what Doge was all about. I was always surprised when people were so up in arms about him trying to cut wasteful spending in Washington. But the problem is the president has found, we've talked about on this show ad nauseum, there are only three things that really going to make a difference: Social Security, Medicare, and the defense.
And the Pentagon, yeah.
And defense, he's going to increase that, so forget that. And the other two, he tried to do as much as he can with Medicare without really touching people, and it's still going to affect people. And then Social Security, don't even touch that.
Anything else just drops in the bucket.
So that's what I think. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or any other president. It's a hard thing to do, to cut spending to make it impactful.
Because when it affects you, all of a sudden.
Absolutely. And it affects your votes, and it affects your party. And Elon Musk probably saw this in Washington and went, wow, I can't believe it. And there's really nothing that the Trump administration can do.
Reaction from outside the U.S. Meanwhile, Marcelo Luis Ebrard is Mexico's economic minister.
First, I don't think these tariffs can be sustained over time because, as has happened with tariffs before, they'll need to be adjusted due to their significant economic impact. Second, I think it's unfair to Mexico because the United States has a trade surplus with Mexico. Normally, tariffs are applied where you have a deficit, not a surplus.
The question, though, is will the president back down again? Because now that the word is out about his nickname on Wall Street. TACO stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. That's what they're saying on Wall Street. Maybe this time, and he doesn't like that, by the way, so maybe this time he won't back off.
That's just a nasty nickname, Mike. Nasty.
That's right. He'll do it just to prove a point. He won't back off. And then finally, there's those other tariffs, the ones that they were on that big chart he pulled out on Liberation Day. Back in early April, the White House has reportedly sent out notices to every country on that list, reminding them that the clock is ticking.
That's right.
That they want to firm up trade deals with the U.S. before the pause on those reciprocal tariffs ends next month.
We're going to hear in just a moment from someone that knows, and this is what I've suspected for a long time. So I'm glad that someone who has a lot more money and knowledge on this stuff agrees with me. But this is something I think that is going to happen where we're not going to necessarily see deals done, but we're going to get something else.
That's Jamie Dimon. We're going to get to him in a second. We want to hear from you, too. 945-766-1080 is the number. You can give us a call. We'll chat with you about it as well. Do you care about it at this point anymore? The tariffs have been imposed and then rescinded and imposed again. Do you care anymore?
And let me ask you, I would like to ask listeners a question, too. Do you just want to just see what happens? Are you sick and tired of people saying, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen,
right,
all making these predictions?
Or is
are you just going to sit back and
just
wait?
Get back to me when it's all over.
That's right.
All right, Jamie Dimon, he is the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the most
big dog,
powerful men in America, one of the greatest economic minds. And he was at this forum, this economic forum out in California this past weekend. He was asked, what's the biggest economic threat to the U.S.? He says it's not China.
China is a potential adversary. They're doing a lot of things well. They have a lot of problems. What I really worry about is us. Can we get our own act together, our own values, our own capability, our own management? What you heard today on stage was the amount of mismanagement is extraordinary by state, by city, for pensions, and that stuff is going to kill us. And, you know, I always get asked this question, are we going to be the reserve currency? And no. You know, if we are not the preeminent military and the preeminent economy in 40 years, we will not be the reserve currency. That's a fact. Just read history. You know, now, I think we will be. You know, Warren Buffett here would tell you we're enormously resilient. I agree with that. I think this time is different. This time we have to get our act together and we have to do it very quickly.
He says that part of the problem is with immigration, and he lays the blame for that at the feet of Democrats. But he also took some shots at Republicans and the president's tariff strategy, which he is not a fan of, especially with regard to China.
I just got back from China last week. They're not scared, folks. This notion they're going to come bow to America, I wouldn't count on that. You know, and when they have a problem, they put 100,000 engineers on it, and they've been preparing for this for years.
That's right. He's not wrong about that. I haven't been to China recently, but I would imagine that's probably the case.
I think what he is saying, they have a lot of people right now, and they can put a lot of people behind it. What Trump is saying is that a long term, that it's going to hurt them. Yeah, it's going to hurt them more than us, but Is it going to get to that point where they're going to finally say enough is enough? I don't know. I think that they're willing to play that waiting game.
Because of how much we import from China,
it's going to be very inconvenient for us. It might really hurt them, but that's long term.
It'll be real hard for us to get them to knuckle under.
That's
question
what I mean.
Is, how do you deal with unfair trade?
Unfair trade, where if you believe they're using their capital, their surplus, their economy, subsidies to dominate a global industry like cars or batteries, that's not unfair. On that one, of course you should deal with in trade, but you also need to do with their allies. It's not as effective to do it for yourself, and now we don't get any of that stuff here, but the allies are going to do it anyway.
I know he listens to me, but this, I said it on this show, and I hope we can rewind the tape. I said, if you're going to do this, why wouldn't you just get other countries to do it? Say, hey, Canada, Mexico, let's join forces and say, China, Get your act together.
Strength in numbers.
There you go. You're Instead, we just said, screw you guys, too. We're going to screw you.
We're
going to throw tariffs at you, too, on top of it.
We're going to go one-on-one.
One-on-one with the great one.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.